Sorry about that. We had a weird issue. We are back now. I don't know where it left off. I apologize. It should all be good. Okay. So let's talk about what's coming out in March 2021. Okay.
Can we talk about Batman Black and White?
Sure.
There's a new series starting, and it's gotten like no promotion, which is surprising. Because Batman Black and White is usually a pretty notable event when it happens.
To be honest, I think the comic marketing teams like basically disappeared.
What?
I feel like the comics marketing like budgets like disappeared altogether. To be honest,
hopefully,
like,
they're
I've seen like
up.
No marketing for like winter for like Eternal Winter. It's like just dropped. Like they were like super heavy on it, like a year, like a month and a half before it was announced. Now there's been like nothing.
Yeah.
It's been bizarre.
It's still happening, but I don't even know what, like, what's
going to be. I forgot it was even happening this week. And I was like, oh, yeah. It's the 1st of December. Isn't Eternal Winter? I haven't read it yet. I was like, isn't Eternal Winter supposed to be out? And I was like, oh, yeah, it is. Wow. Huh. Yeah. I did not know. I was like, what? Which is telling.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do they just not have faith in it enough to market it? Are they just waiting for March, or are they just done overall?
If I had to guess, it's that they're doing like a lot of budget cuts right now. And if I had to guess, the big thing is they're just like, we're just going to focus on future state, and we're going to focus on March 2021. Because that's where we think we'll have the bigger like revenue to like budgeting, right? Where we think we can get a lot of new readers with future state and with whatever's going on in March 2021. And I think that they're going to try to prioritize those two things over Eternal Winter, which is this like meaningless event that's going to be like
which is
9 issues.
Just filler until
exactly
pretty much.
I think that's what's happening. But it was weird because you remember how much they were marketing this thing, right?
Ever market it much. They did make like a big announcement and then they like published multiple articles on it. But it was never really a huge
No, they did like Comic-Con. They had like a Comic-Con panel. They did.
Did they have a Comic-Con panel?
Yeah.
It
was New York City Comic-Con. They did a Comic-Con. They had a panel there. They did. It's kind of meaningless. They did the like all the they did like the post like the consistent teaser images to get hype, you know? So, like, I remember, like, people were talking about, like, there were lots of articles, and now it's come out, like, there's been nothing. It's like, what? You know? But it's okay. Similar like Batman Black and White, it's been like, which makes me wonder, is it's like, are they just, like, the cards aren't here, even if it's amazing? Because, for example, like, the other side of the DC history came out, and I really didn't even realize it was coming out, like, until, like, the day it came out, like I totally forgot about it. Remember?
Oh, I forgot about it, but I think
there being substantially more
marketing for that than for other stuff.
Like, it's
by
my
substantially
favorite
more, I
year.
Remember
where
multiple articles being published by DC Universe.
All DC the marketing Universe, was DC. It was like solicited. There was like one art. There was like one press statement that came out. It was solicited, and then we didn't see anything from it. It just like slowly creeped up on us. Well, I mean, they gave a little panel at the DC fandom, right? Like there was like a small little tidbit in like the black panel, but yeah. it was very quiet and it was really weird.
Everything is.
Yeah, no, it was bizarre.
Yeah, you must be right. It must be budget cuts.
But like, it's a phenomenal comic. You should go read it. You really should
it's
go read it.
Is there Black Label?
Yep, it's Black Label. It could be that the Black Label budgeting or something's gone too, like something like that. Or like the mainline comics are still going, but like they're like
Black Label. I don't even know what Black Label means anymore.
Black Label just means alternate, like just a mini series. It's not necessarily important to the broader picture of the DC Universe, but it's like a story.
Yeah, that's what it means now. But like when it came out, they didn't say it directly because it's weird to say it directly. But it clearly just meant, oh, these are like R-rated comics.
Well, the other side.
And then whenever people freaked out about the first series they released because of the whole controversy with Batman,
like, I'm not going to get into too much into it, but I would say the other side, the other history of DC Universe is like kind of R-rated. It's like it's right on the border, but
it's
definitely
not.
It was
one of the first series that was announced for Black Label. Then there was the controversy Which then made them delay the series, because clearly the series were going to be
Batwing.
But then they decided that Black Label and Inappropriate Things were okay. So I feel like history of the DC Universe, other history of the DC Universe must be, it must have been rewritten multiple times. They must have been like, oh, throw it away, make it like all appropriate. And then they're like, oh, well, maybe it's okay if it's a
I don't know. Having read it, it feels like it's Black. Like, it feels like it was what it was intended to be all along. It's this really, really It's not, like, Black Label edgy, like, dark to be dark. But it's not afraid it to get, like, to very dark, like, very not 12 to 17 topics.
Like, I don't think it was ever going to be edgy.
I think it was always going to utilize it to tell darker stuff well. The other history of DC Universe is mature. It's very mature. It's not necessarily dark and edgy and like R-rated, but it's mature. I would say like it's a great comic for older readers.
So I wouldn't recommend it to a 13-year-old. Vision for it.
I wouldn't recommend it to my like to my siblings. You know, I wouldn't because they're who are younger than me. No, I would recommend it to someone who's like a protester of like Black Lives Matter. I would or someone who's like. In college, and like this is what comics can do. But I think that's Black Label's goals. It's to tell stories that are for adults.
Well, that was its original goal, and then people freaked out because of the controversy, and then everything got delayed.
I mean, my comment is the other history of DC Universe is definitely.
And they just started slapping Black Label on random things like DC, The New Frontier. Yeah. And it's like, what?
Yeah, but I
but
do think...
But then they would, like, announce that it was going to be, like, their mature label again, and then...
I mean, I think... My comment is I think it's mature, at least like, the book I read, the most recent Black Label book I read. Actually, I think I've only read, like,
three books. I'm just saying the line is confusing.
I've read, like, nothing from Black Label.
It's kind of weird, actually. The meaning of Black Label has been flip-flopping back and forth multiple times, and that's
I think this is a good book for Black Label. Now... Three Jokers was a disappointment. Talk about Black Label books, but like we can do
okay.
that another day.
Ish.
It was a disappointment. That's the keyword.
If you wanted to make a story about Three Jokers, you think you would read the stories you're basing it on?
You know, Jeff Johns. Ugh,
the
Jeff
dude
Johns.
Did not read Death
you know
of the Family.
Do you know what Jeff Johns probably isn't working on in the future?
Anything.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, I was going to say March 2021 comics. Ooh.
Yep. So, he's definitely moving on exclusively to like TV and movies.
Oh, definitely. Yep, definitely.
He's
got to write that second season of Stargirl, which you know is going to take him like 2 years. So, you know.
Don't worry. We'll have like one image to look at during those years.
He's like, yes, we'll give you one teaser image. And then like, it's like, please, we have an actual budget here. We need this show. And he's like, I'm like, give me time. Like, come on, Jeff Johns, please. Anyway, also.
Do you think Bizarro TV will ever be made?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So we got
six comics that have been announced. Six full comics. Ooh, that's a lot of comics for March 2021. Some of them we have more info than for others, but here you go. Swamp Thing number 1 has been announced by Ram B with art by Mike Perkins and inks by Mike Spicer. The Suicide Squad number 1 has been announced by Robbie Thompson with art by Eduardo Pansisca and inks by Julia Ferreira. Rip. Wonder Woman number 77 is written by Becky Cloonan with art by Michael Conrad and Travis Moore. And Green Lantern number 1 is being written by Jeffrey Thorne and with art by Tom Rainey. Teen Titans Academy number 1 is being written by Tim Sheridan with art by Rafa Sandoval. And Justice League Dark, likely a number 1 issue, but we're not quite certain yet. It's going to be continued by Ram Feet. And it's also rumored, of course, that there's a DC Omniverse special number 1 coming at the beginning of March to kick off this new era of comics, according to Bleeding Cool. And that Yara Floor is getting a comic, according to rumored to be getting a comic by Joel Jones. So, how do you feel about the initial announcements of DC's March 2021?
So, I think the very interesting thing is, and I don't mean this as an insult to any of them, there's no real big names here. Yet, This is only a fraction of what series will be revealed, but still, we're not getting as big names.
Well, I think, you know, I was thinking about this, but one thing... You can go ahead.
I like stuff like that, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely love
because
it.
Because it's almost like pressure. Because, like, when I buy a Geoff Johns comic, I know what it's going to be like. Same with Bendis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bendis is a bit all over
the place. But it's also like, when you have new writers, it's most likely that they chose the character for a reason, right? And it's like, Tim Sheridan's probably like, ooh, I have a really cool Teen Titans idea that I want to be implemented. And they're like, okay, what's your idea? And they're like, oh my god, this is awesome. We'll give you the comic. Whereas when like it's like Bendis, it's like, hey Bendis, we need you to write a comic. Here, you can take whatever you want. And he's like, ooh, I'd love to write like a Superman comic. And they're like, okay, go ahead. Here you go. There's no like, what's your idea for Superman? It's like, here you go. You can have whatever you want. You know, and like
because it's Bendis. Bendis's name sells, so they'll give him
exactly. So like whatever. But then you know, but then it doesn't like then the quality. So like, for example, the Suicide Squad number one with by Robbie Thompson. I'm super curious about because it's not a traditional Suicide comic already based off the team lineup.
You've got there's no Harley Quinn for one.
There's no Harley Quinn. It's been decade. It's been what 9 years since Harley Quinn hasn't been the Suicide comic. I mean, think about how long it's been. And the only two characters are Talon. Fucking Talon. What? Why the heck is Talon here?
Because Court of Owls is popular.
Sure, there's a whole but game like.
Coming out, Talon. And, probably, and the movies will probably tie
in. Sure, into, sure. Like, but like. Talon. That's not like a. That's a weird pick for Suicide Squad. You I know, like if traditional DC would be like.
Members.
No, my comment is it's like. Is you don't choose Talon unless you have a goal in mind, I don't think.
That's right? One thing I've been noticing.
Peacemaker is also there. Can somebody wait, so stop for a second. Why is DC so obsessed with Peacemaker right now?
Because they're making a movie. The movie is full of lots of weird characters, including Peacemaker. They want to make more money and promote HBO Max, so they want to make a show based off of this big movie they're making. So like, let's choose a character. Peacemaker which character and which actor do we think would be best to carry a show?
I mean, John Peacemaker.
They want to promote Peacemaker, so they have Peacemaker included in a comic.
But still, isn't it weird that they're like putting this many resources around a random character we know nothing about, really?
Not really, because basically all this tells me is they're making a Peacemaker show because they want to promote HBO Max based off of a movie.
But you get my point. Where it's like, Peacemakers are really weird. You know, it's like when they were announcing a Doom Patrol TV show, right? Like, who in their right minds would have thought a Doom Patrol TV show would sell and be like critically acclaimed and all this, right?
Nobody. That's why it was on DC Universe, and that's why it's not on DC Universe anymore. That's why HBO Max
was really good. Was because you're not creating a Doom Patrol TV show unless you really have a really, really solid idea for it, right? I don't think DC would commit to a Peacemaker TV show unless they had a really, really good idea for what to do with Peacemaker. And maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe it's just that John Cena was there, but also they chose to put John Cena on Peacemaker of all people. So, like, they must have some really cool idea what to do with Peacemaker. You know?
They got big actors for all the characters inside the Suicide Squad.
A lot of them. But like,
yeah, like most of them are big actors.
But it's, you know, my comment is it's like it's not a normal pick. Like, who thinks that who would be like, yes, a Peacemaker show?
Yeah, but like, who else from is going to get a TV show? Weasel?
I mean, that'd be kind of... No, but to be fair, you do have like Harley Quinn, you have like Deadshot, you have some like bigger
names. I wonder if this is proof though that like Peacemaker is going to live.
I'm curious. I mean, probably. I'm excited. It
could be a prequel though. The show could be a prequel.
Sure. But I'm excited that DC is trying to put some new heroes forth that'll be different and interesting, right?
Like, I don't like Peacemaker though, so
I don't really know anything about Peacemaker. I'm not in love with him yet, but also like DC's so excited about Peacemaker internally that like I'm like, okay, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, but DC gets excited about like lots of weird.
They do, but like you get my point, right? This is something new. It's not something we're used to. It's a fresh take. Yeah, Talon and Peacemaker being on a Suicide Squad team is not something I would have written in a million years.
Yeah,
and you could say, "Oh yeah," you could be like, "Oh Talon, oh this," but then who else is on there? Shrieker. from a random Nightwing run? Like, these are some pretty deep cuts. To where, like, a deep cut Suicide Squad game sounds kind of interesting.
Then it can be a Suicide Squad comic. You can get all those weird interactions and characters you don't even know about. And they can be further developed, and they can be, like, unique and interesting.
Exactly, but this is why I'm excited about it, you know? This is why I'm excited about it.
One of them's going to die, and you don't know which.
Yep, but I'm excited about it now. Whereas I was like,
they could kill off Talon. They could do it.
And
I definitely kill off Peacemaker with his show coming up. But
my comment, I'm excited about Suicide Squad. I'm also excited that Swamp Thing is coming back. I'm very excited that Swamp Thing is coming back. Swamp Thing deserves praise. I'm excited to see what Ram V has with him. I have not been following Justice League Dark, but I have a feeling that Swamp Thing showed up in Ram V's Justice League Dark run already. And I'm sure it's fantastic. And I'm very excited that DC's like, it's time for Swamp Thing. Because we got a TV show and new Swamp Thing. We got now
they have a Justice League Dark TV show coming up, so they probably want
to make that true. But is a Justice League, I have a hard time believing that a Justice League Dark TV show would do more to create a Swamp Thing comic than a Swamp Thing TV show, right? Like, more like Ram V had a really fun pick for Swamp Thing. They're like, yes, go ahead. Because otherwise, maybe. I don't see why you would be headlining, you would be announcing your from the beginning of the
series. I don't think that's how series are done. I think they just plan with Swamp Thing, you know? Series, unless you're a big name. I think it's DC has a list of series they want written.
But I'm also curious to
pick what they want.
Preview. If you've looked at the preview for the comic, you'd notice that the preview for the Future State comic, which is also written by Ram V, has four different Swamp Things who are doing stuff. And it's the character designs are really interesting and different and unique. Mike Perkins is also doing the art for that. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on because the preview is just art.
But well, I'm curious. We know that there's more than one Swamp Thing. So
there's probably more than one Swamp Thing. But so I'm really curious to see what Ram V has up his sleeve because this is different.
Well, I mean, it's already established in Swamp Thing comics that there's more than one Swamp Thing.
Sure, well, Avatar of the Green, yeah, but I'm just really curious
to see what Ram V is. So
Ram V is also, she's on Twitter that he has something planned for Poison Ivy, so I'm also curious to see what's going on.
Will Poison Ivy finally become one of the people, champions of the
Green? I don't know. Waiting for that I'm really curious and excited.
I think Poison Ivy should just be the next Swamp Thing. I think she should.
I mean, my understanding
to make my own 5G, that's what I'd do.
I think my understanding is Tinian has a big plan for Poison Ivy in 2021.
Are we finally going to get a Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy romance?
So here's the thing: if Ram V, my understanding is Swamp Thing's being written by the Justice League family, which means if it was a Batman family thing, I'd be like, oh yeah, they're gonna deal with Poison Ivy. But I don't know what's gonna happen there. But I'm excited. Similarly, Wonder Woman number 770, we got our first teaser image for it. 770 will be the beginning of Becky Cloonan's run. This will also be a fresh start. Similar to Detective Comics number 761, which was a fresh start on Detective Comics, or I think that's the right number. But 770, and at the teaser image, you have Yara Flor, Wonder Woman by Diana Prince's Wonder Woman, Nubia, Donna Troy, you have Cassie Sandsmark, you've got Artemis, you've got Liar Liar, you've got Etta Candy, you've got whatever Tim Pine or Chris Pine's character is, whatever his name is, I forget off the top of my head, but also I don't care about him enough to care. You have Cheetah, you have Max Lord, you have Giganta, you have what's his name? Dr.
Psycho.
There we go. And then I don't know who the person above Liar Liar is, and I want to say it's Valkyrie or something above this is a big team. It's I'm excited to see what she has Becky Cloonan's plan.
I'm also a bit worried because you can't have too many characters in a book. That's definitely
you can.
Possible.
Also, I don't know what this is going to be like, right? But what excites me is that
Justice League Unlimited is a lot of energy. You have a large cast, and each story will focus on someone from that cast.
I think it'd be fun. But there's clearly a lot of energy into the Wonder Woman line, in this teaser image at least, in a way that I was not
expecting. Wonder Woman is a profitable movie franchise now.
It is a profitable movie franchise. But DC has been
all of these are lining up with movies and TV shows.
Your own thing, and be like, oh, whatever. But so to be March 2021, one of the first comics is the Wonder Woman comic, and it has like a massive teaser image that's like exciting and different, and like with like emphasis on characters we kind of put aside. Like Nubia is getting a surge and like a return. That should be exciting already. Nubia's been very out of spotlight for over like a decade, two decades.
She was never really in the spotlight to begin with.
Exactly. So DC's like, we're going to bring back this character because we think she's awesome and we want her to be more important. And I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
They're putting Cassie Sands Mark in a teaser image. Now, note, she's in like the back and kind of hidden, but she's there and that's exciting. You also have like Yara Flor, who's getting a TV show out of nowhere. That's like on this teaser image. I think that there's just going to be a lot of energy in the Wonder Woman line, and I'm really excited to see where they're taking this. Also on this list, we have Teen Titans Academy number one. We obviously don't know much about it yet, but I'm excited. But I think Teen Titans School sounds kind of fun and interesting.
The name is just... The name gets me excited.
It does.
So many like, there are so many cool things that could be named Teen Titans Academy.
Like, I don't know what it's going to be. But I'm really interested and excited. Chances are, if it's an academy and school related, it'll deal with like young superheroes.
Yeah, and it'll be like a school of young superheroes. Like, that would be so cool. It would still be like DC's answer to X-Men, I guess.
Or it could be like you could explore awkward teen relationships. You could do things
about like that would security. Still be DC's answer to
you X-Men? Could use that as a chance to put like to create some like younger like Gen Z characters. You could use that legacy. You could use that to look at, and you could also do
we're
like
gonna get like Snowflake and Safe Space and Trailblazer, like, the original
Titans, and the, like the new Teen Titans who are like the who are like this new Teen Titans, whatever. But like the newer students who are like this younger group, and you look at like passing down legacy. You can look at all sorts of really cool stuff, and I have no idea what they're gonna do with this, but I'm excited.
How will you react if they reveal a teaser image and it has all of the new warriors on it?
The new warriors from Marvel, and they're like, we just brought them over and dragged and dropped
yeah,
them.
We bought low. Oh, yeah, no, we like, how do we buy Safe Space and Snowflake and Trailblazer and like internet gas?
Oh my god, I hope it's not like that, but like,
I hope it's not. That was so cringy.
And also, I'm trying to remember what Tim Sheridan wrote, but I think Tim Sheridan, let me look this up real quick. Can you talk for a second while I look something up?
Okay.
You're doing a great job talking, by the way. Shout out to you. You're doing a great job stalling.
You keep talking. Anyways, there's so many cool things that Teen Titans Academy could be. I like it when something like
just its name gets me excited. DC Superhero Girls, Justice League Action, DC Superhero Girls, a bunch more, The Death DC and Return Superhero of Superman, Girls is
popular.
And he wrote Superman Man of Tomorrow.
I wouldn't and be surprised if it was something like DC Superhero Girls.
Okay, but like, but my comment is, it's already like, and he also wrote an episode of Teen Titans Go. But like, he's a TV writer first. He has a long history of like TV writing, and DC Superhero Girls is a really interesting sort of thought process to go through, right? Because it focuses a lot on like high school, but like a kid's version of high school, right? But I'm really It seems like the right sort of writer to write a Teen Titans Academy book. Someone who spends a lot of their time writing like young girls and writing like stories for young girls and also like Teen Titans Go. You know, like I think my guess is he has a good sense of like, he has a really good sense of where
Teen Titans Academy will be more like sort of the tone of the Ink and Zoom books, like more like all ages.
I don't know. I would think
if I would be open to that.
But I'd be interested in whatever, because it's like something new. Like, that's why I'm thinking about, like, what's coming up. It's, like, all of these themes seem like something new. A very new direction for Wonder Woman, with, like, a much bigger focus on, like, her, I guess, like, her bigger cast. And we'll see it with new characters and stuff, too. This is a brand new team. No characters ever been on this team. So Suicide Squad, I don't think. I'm excited for that. Swamp Thing. I have no idea what Ram V wants to do with Swamp Thing, but based off the Future State stuff, it looks not like something new.
Whenever they bring Swamp Thing back for a relaunch, it's always good, so I'm excited.
But Green Lantern also being written by a black man. Exciting. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with that. And I don't know what their plan is with Justice League Dark for Ram V, but that's only a continuation. But I'm excited for these basically the four things we already talked about. You know, and I want more information about Green Lantern before I talk more about it other than it existing. But I'm excited. And then... The other rumor, by the way, is that DC that it'll be have like a DC Rebirth sort of like it one shot, which will like introduce a bunch of the big stories. We'll see if that's true or not.
I mean, that would make sense. Cool.
We've generally been fairly accurate about the Source stuff. At least we think. They announced, they revealed all the 5G stuff, but then 5G never happened. So who knows?
But well, like, 5G was planned, definitely.
It was planned. And we, like, leaked all this stuff, but you'll never be able to prove we leaked it and it was true or not. You'll never be able to hold us up to it. And then Yara Floor.
That's true, but I can believe it because...
Yeah. Actually,
DC clearly just like completely reversed all their plans. I mean, 5G was even mentioned in like Doomsday Clock, so
and I'm sure next thing that was going to have more comics to talk about and look at, right? Because they've been announcing these as part of CCXP. Tomorrow was the Batman and Superman panel. So if I had to guess, we're going to get our Batgirl's announcement by Vida Ayala, which will be a so dream come true. Oh my god, Batgirls with the
yes.
S. It'll be new. Like, that's the thing. It's like one thing that excites me about Future State is so much stuff feels fresh and new and vibrant. Right? And if they bring that same energy into, like, the main line, like, when they go
into
it'll be exciting. Like, that's what I want. You know, Rebirth was new and exciting. It was a return to the old, but everybody was like, new version, a new way to look at the old stuff. And this seems like a new way to look at the new stuff. And it's not like dark, like, New 52 or whatever. They're not going for this edgy tone, although obviously, you know, it's like Wonder Woman 770 is like very bright and positive, and you have like new characters that seem exciting. They're like DC's so in love with. They're like TV show. They're not like Cassie Sandsmark TV show. They're like, no, Yara Flora TV show.
They're so in love Let's with talk it. About it's this, more right? that
CW says you're not announced like, three new shows.
Profitable.
Painkiller, which will be a Black Lightning spinoff because Black Lightning's getting canceled.
Well, because Black Lightning's popular. Enough. Well, like, let's see. Let's spin a character out of that.
Yara Floor, Wonder Girl TV show, which came out of nowhere with the character's comics not even out yet. There's been no public reaction to it other than the reaction to the art.
That's because they just see it. They're like, oh, this could be profitable. Let's make a show. And then the comic happens anyways.
But why not do something that, like people like a Donna Troy TV show? Like, there's a lot more history.
Because this is... This is going to sound more negative than I mean it, because I don't mean it in a negative way. Companies like money, and what's popular now is stuff like diversity. So they're like, ooh, new character.
I mean, possibly, but it's also really interesting
that they're
like, they took a character before we've gotten to read a single comic, and like we want a full TV show, which will likely get multiple seasons.
You're assuming that's because it's like really good. I think it might just be them rushing it.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out soon.
Hopefully, it's all really good, and it doesn't even matter what started what.
And then we're getting a Naomi TV show, which got announced yesterday out of nowhere. What?
It's interesting.
I'm excited, but I'm much more nervous than I am about this Wonder Girl TV show. Cause I'm like, that came
Don't
so out of
like
nowhere.
Naomi, though?
I'm like, okay, I'm sold. Just because I'm so curious about this character. But Naomi, I'm a little more hesitant about. Because it's been 2 years, and after the initial Six Digit miniseries, nothing has happened of importance. Sure, she met like Superman for the first time, and she like joined the like Young Justice, but like nothing's really happened with things that would make me go, Naomi TV show.
You know, well, nothing's really happened with Wonder Girl
foundation,
either. With the new Wonder
Girl. There's not
Girl,
been anything to make me go, I see a TV show with this character.
At least Naomi has six issues.
Exactly. But, like, Bendis is like, sequel? Whatever. Moving on. I don't really...
Well,
I'll write a sequel
someday. TV show, we're definitely
I promise it's coming, but, like, whatever. For example, with DCW, I promise that Aquaman number 4 is coming out in a couple weeks. But like, it'll come out soon. You know. Just because I'm busy. Although,
it's done.
I know. It'll release it when it's done, guys. Come on. I'll take my sweet ass time. You know, if I know you're excited about
it. It'll
be like,
good though. Or else they'll all be waiting for nothing.
I finished number 3 like 2.5 weeks. I guess it would be like 4 weeks ago. And people really liked it. So we're doing good. I'm excited for the direction, but it's like, it's a long comic to write, guys. It's like 10 pages. I'm like, I'll get it out eventually. But like, you know, it's like, Bendis is like a paid writer. Like, why is he taking so long on Naomi? Like, your job is to sit down and write stuff. And you're like, I'll get to Naomi eventually. You know, and it's just like, really? Come on. But the other thing, I guess, like Painkiller. Do you have any thoughts on Painkiller?
No, none whatsoever. Which is probably a problem.
Yep, I have no thoughts. other than I was like, wait, Painkillers and Black Lightning, right? That was my first thought. And then I'm like, okay. Then I'm like, they're canceling Black Lightning. I was like, okay, that makes more sense.
That makes sense. But then also, they're canceling Black Lightning. That's like one of the only before we started recording, you had a really interesting thought.
But I just wanted to point this out. You had something really interesting that you wanted to point out, which was that you think that they're canceling these shows and creating a new slate because HBO Max wants shows.
Oh, yes. I definitely think that. Because think about it. Currently, CW's contract is with Netflix, so they get all the existing shows, including future seasons of existing shows. But after a certain point, about a year ago, I think, every new show made, like Batwoman onwards, goes to HBO Max. Well, doesn't go to Netflix, which means it can go to HBO Max.
Right.
The Arrowverse shows are super popular on Netflix. They're like one of like the most watched thing, right?
Yeah.
Every time they release, they're super popular.
Mm-hmm.
People like to watch them. So I think HBO Max, Warner Brothers wants that for HBO Max. They want those shows that people like want to watch. Not just those super artsy miniseries that people are that like act as big events. Mm-hmm. They want those more like the more Netflixy element.
Right, of the Arrowverse shows. So
a new generation of shows will go to their service. So I think that's why they're being canceled.
Mm-hmm. Right, and people love Stargirl. People are excited. People love Stargirl. A lot of people like Batwoman. Batwoman has some trolls and stuff, but, you know, people like Batwoman. I'm really confused with what's going to happen with Batwoman. That's a weird take. I don't know. I think Batwoman will sort of feel like a brand new show in January.
I hope so. I like the show. The problem was it's over 20 episodes long, and they put way too much time emphasizing the not-so-strong overarching plot. Whenever they did like a relatively standalone episode, it was always really good. But almost every single episode had to have something to do with Alice. And they played their cards about them being sisters like in the first episode, so like they didn't really have much material to do.
Yeah.
So they're stretching out this like nothing story over for like 26.
Issues where things happened, where characters died, or characters had big changes were amazing. But every other episode,
there's so much filler in between them.
Yeah, all the episodes with content were stellar and like really good. And I actually stopped watching Batman.
Yeah, the problem is there's too much where it wasn't. I like the standalone episodic episodes. And I like the big, big overarching plot episodes. But the problem was there was so much filler overarching plot episodes. There was so many episodes where there was literally no plot within the episode except for the overarching plot. But there was also no developments in the overarching plot. And it's like, oh my god, please move faster. But like besides that, it's a good show. And next season's going to be shorter because of the whole virus. So maybe they'll be forced to write a tighter show, not drag it over for so long. Plus, we're getting a new.
So, we talked a lot today. There's a lot of news. One thing I like about talking with you is like we get through the news a little faster somehow when we're not talking about Tom King sucks for 20 minutes, right? So, to conclude this off, I just want to say thank you to everyone. I'm sorry we had issues today. I don't know where things got cut. I'll find out when I edit this together. There was like twice the recorder thing was like, peace out. We hate you. Bye. So, that was fun. But we talked about a lot of exciting things. Next week, I'm sure we'll talk again because there's going to be a ton of comics announcements, maybe even solicits, which will be exciting. And just, I think, a lot of really exciting stuff. One thing we forgot to mention is that Ava DuVernay is going to be directing Naomi, which is a huge name. And I'm excited. I'm super curious to see where that's going. So that'll be exciting. Any last thoughts, Austin Squid?
No.
Not really?
I don't have any last thoughts.
For someone who's like always talking about and always is a hot take, you're like, okay, I'm good. But on that note, I think it's fair to say, have a wonderful day, everyone. We wish you all the best. We are on Podbean, Google Play, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Although we're not really on Podbean we're not really on SoundCloud. And I don't know what's going to go on with YouTube. We'll find out. I got to figure some stuff out with that. But hopefully things will be good for the future. So subscribe to those services. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
That was the most sad bye ever. You want to try again?
Bye.
That was better. Well, that was not how you turn off Craig.
So sorry, I had no last thoughts. I just could not hear you at all, so I had no idea what you were talking about.
You couldn't hear me?
No, I couldn't.
That's it was just completely
silent, so I left and I re-entered the room.
Could you hear me then?
You were talking about Naomi's director.
Huh. Also, Craig's still there. Huh. Craig won't leave. Craig literally won't leave.
Oh, no.
Well,
let's swap. What if we wait this long for Future State and it's bad?
I don't know.
What if it's just, really bad?
I hope it's not. I gotta head out. I don't know what's happening with Craig. Hopefully, if we both leave, Craig will be like, okay, peace out. So, okay. Have a good day. Enjoy life. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.